Maddening, said Rose. Absolutely maddening.
And now we have this sloganeering, said Peter, this come era dov'era, meaning as it was, where it was. It's impossible to rebuild the Fenice exactly as it was, because the old structure was made of wood, which was essential for the acoustics, and the new one will have to be made of concrete. Can you imagine how a Stradivarius would sound if it were made of concrete?
Hideous, said Rose.
I mean, really, hideous.
And what does as it was really mean? Peter went on.
Does it mean as it was in 1792 when Gian Antonio Selva's original Fenice opened? Or as it was in 1808 when Selva redesigned the interior and built an imperial box for Napoleon? Or as it was in 1837 after fire destroyed the Fenice the first time and it was rebuilt by the Meduna brothers, significantly changed because the original Selva plans had been lost? Or as it was in 1854? Or in 1937?
With each new name and date, Peter's voice increased in urgency, in the manner of a prosecuting attorney enumerating a series of ever more serious charges. He stood in the center of the room, clutching a lapel with one hand and gesticulating vigorously with the other. His Van Dyke jutted out as he spoke, as if to reinforce the assertiveness of his pronouncements.
There have been at least 5 Fenices in 200 years, he said, not counting dozens of minor alterations in between.
As Peter spoke, Rose went right on interjecting her own brand of commentary.
Faulty wiring, she said. That's probably what it was. In Venice, electricity travels through cables that lie in the muck at the bottom of the canals, worn out, threadbare, corroded. Then they snake up into old buildings where they were never meant to go and come right back down into the water in the form of grounding wires. So if your toaster has a short circuit, you've probably electrocuted your neighbor.
But Peter steered the main conversation.
You must keep in mind, he said, that Venice is a very Byzantine city. That explains a lot of things. For example, if you are a property owner, you are responsible for making certain repairs to your property. But before you make those repairs, you must get a permit, and permits are very difficult to come by. You find yourself having to bribe city officials to give you a permit so you can make repairs that those very officials would fine you for not making or for making without a permit.
Bribery is a way of life in Venice, said Rose. But you can't really call it bribery. It's accepted as a legitimate part of the economy.
The Anglo-Saxon mentality simply does not exist in Venice, said Peter. The Venetian concept of law, for example, is certainly not Anglo-Saxon. A few years ago, 247 people were indicted for various crimes in the lagoon. What happened? All 247 were absolved. The penal code is still the one set up by Mussolini. There have been 50 or 60 governments in Italy since the Second World War, and none has been in power long enough to effect a change.
There are laws that have been on the books for centuries, said Rose. If you added up all the taxes and fees you supposedly owe, you'd have to pay something like 140% of your income.
Peter noticed that my glass was nearly empty and moved quickly to refill it.
I trust, he said, pausing to allow the bubbles to settle, that we're not giving you the wrong impression, i.e. that we don't love Venice.
We adore it, said Rose.
We wouldn't live anywhere else, said Peter. Apart from the obvious attractions, we live in Venice because it has the cleanest air of any city in the world. Not only does Venice have no cars, and you'd be surprised how many people don't realize that, there's no burning of fossil fuels at all, because Venice outlawed the use of heating oil in 1973 and switched to methane gas, which burns clean.
I could not let that remark pass without comment.
But what about the industrial smokestacks belching smoke just across the lagoon in Marghera and Mestre?
What about them? Said Peter, his smile broadening in anticipation of scoring a point.
The prevailing winds blow inland, he said, just as they do in all port cities. So the pollution you see coming out of those smokestacks on the mainland blows away from us, not toward us.